On the evening of Friday the 22nd of January,
on the OU campus in Milton Keynes, there was a buzzing lecture theatre filled with staff and students awaiting the matches.
Right, well, hello everyone. Nice to see you all here. Welcome and thank you very much for joining us tonight. In August last year, we asked students to put their names forward to be considered for the OU's University Challenge team. Over 700 students registered their interest, and after a tough audition process, and it is tough, the five students before you, not the rabble this end, nothing, Peter.
Despite only having met 2 hours before,
because obviously that's one of the challenges of studying in a distance learning environment,
this was our challenger's only chance to flex their buzzer fingers.
The team are on their way to the ITV studios in London tomorrow. Are you not, team? We couldn't have a University Challenge event without a Jeremy Paxman. We have the OU's very own Monica Grady, Professor of Planetary and Space Sciences.
They competed in 2 action-packed matches.
They will be taking on 2 teams tonight. This team are representing the University Students Association Central Executive Committee. We are very pleased to have been joined by our very own Vice-Chancellor, Peter Horrocks, who's competing on the CEC team. There will also be an OU staff team.
First, they took on a group of Senior Student Association reps.
OK, teams, fingers on the buzzers. Your first starter for 10.
Student, Crawford.
Oxford.
Correct.
Nova Scotia.
Correct.
Hudson.
Correct.
Manitoba.
Correct. Well done. A good start there for the students.
But the rep team put up a good fight, and it was soon neck and neck.
Morning.
CEC.
Papua New Guinea.
Correct. Well interrupted. Come on, I need an answer, please.
Marriage.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
That's it, I can sleep now.
The Vice-Chancellor joined the rep team and truly demonstrated his breadth of knowledge.
CEC.
Thunderbirds.
Correct.
The students just pipped the reps to the post with a nail-biting score of 120 to the reps, but 125 to our student team. After a quick pause to reassemble their thoughts, they took on the OU staff team, 5 brave volunteers from throughout the university.
OK, your starter for 10.
This game was a true landslide for our students.
Festival.
Student Mitchell.
Corpus Christi.
Correct. Oh. Well done.
Capernaum.
Correct.
Kublai Khan.
Correct.
Student Bank.
Shingle.
Correct.
Buckinghamshire.
Correct. Not much time, staff. No time at all. And at the gong, the OU students have won the staff by 210.
It was a landslide victory of 210 points to students, while only 60 to our staff.
Can you leave that up a minute while I just take a picture of it? Well done to our students.
Whatever happens, our team have proved just how brainy OU students can be.